Blog Talk Radio.
Thursday to everyone. Happy Thursday. This is Veronica McMillan, your host of Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and I'm so excited that you all have decided to join us today or join me tonight. I'm flying solo tonight. My co-host, Francine Humphrey, is out doing what she does in the community and helping to be impactful in the community. So you all just have me tonight, and we were going to talk about nonprofit tips, but I want to flip the script a little bit and talk more about savings and investing. But before I jump in and do that, let me just basically tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women. Issues Concerning Women is founded by, of course, Francine Humphrey, who is also my co-host. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the area of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. Issues Concerning Women is really about advocacy and making sure that women and entrepreneurs have a voice in their community. And of course, I'm Veronica McMillan. Tonight I am the president and founder of the Micro Nonprofit Network. And the Micro Nonprofit Network was founded to help small nonprofit organizations to become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. And our primary goal is also to help bring businesses to life, to help them to thrive in what they're doing. And so, you know, our hope is to continue to be a blessing to nonprofit organizations, especially those small startup ones. And I know Francine had tonight that I was going to be talking about some nonprofit tips. I am going to share a little bit about nonprofit tips, but I also want to make sure that, you know, I hone in on the savings piece, because that's really big, because savings is important, especially when you're launching your own nonprofit organization. It's a big thing. It's a big thing to have a savings plan in place, because you're going to use a whole bunch of your own money. So I like for people, when I talk with them, or my clients when I talk to them, is helping them to understand what it means to go the long distance in terms of your business. In this case, a nonprofit organization takes you about 7 to 10 years to really get your sea legs in. And so you're going to really need some money. And so we want tonight to spend some time on really talking about saving and investing from a personal standpoint, and from a standpoint where it is where you're going to have your own your own money for your business to be viable and to last for a long period of time. Throughout the show, I will be, you know, just kind of shouting out the websites for Issues Concerning Women and the website for the Micro Nonprofit Network. If you want to hit Francine up on the website, you'll just go to issuesconcerningwomen.org, or you can email her at icwdirector@gmail.com, or if you want to connect with me at the micrononprofitnetwork.com, or you can email me at lesveronica@gmail.com. So I just wanted to kind of jump into this. It was maybe about, I'm assuming it was maybe about 2 or 3 weeks ago when we had Tierney Parker on the show, and the show was really about finances and what have you. And Tierney made a statement from a conference, and I brought that to her attention when we spoke over the phone. The mindset for saving and investing is really what I want to talk about, whether it's on a personal level or whether it is on when you're looking at your business. So from a personal level, Tierney really talked about that, the way we think when it comes to money. And I want to begin tonight with that little piece of what are we thinking about when it comes to money. What is your earliest money memory when it comes to money? Because what you think matters.
when you understand that the mind is, the old folks used to say the devil's playground, it really is. It is your mind that, it's that engine that drives everything. And if we don't have a proper mindset for savings and investing, whether, again, personal or for in our business, we won't be set. And so what I want us to do to think about is, write down, if you got paper and pencil, I'm old school, so I'm going to say go get paper and pencil. And I want you to, you know, as we're talking, as things pop up in your mind, how was it when you were a child, when you all were, you know, with your families, did you save money or did you hoard money? Was it where your family taught you about savings, investing, checkbooks, what they call penny savings, things of that nature? Did they talk to you about that, or did you always get, oh my God, money? What you think, money grows on trees, and they kind of hoarded everything, and they really did not teach you about the dynamics and strategies for saving or what have you? All of those things matter. And when Tyranny said, when we were on about that mindset, that hasn't left me. From the moment she said it to this very moment that I'm speaking to you. As a matter of fact, because I teach on a college campus, I said that to my students. I said to them, I said, you know what, I'm going to start an investment club. And for those of you all who want to be a part of it, I want to hear from you, because you all are 19, 20, 20, 22 years old or what have you, and this is the prime time to get started. So for those of you all who are listening, and again, thank you so very much for listening to our show every week that we come on the air. We so appreciate you. And I just thought about something, and so I want to get back to that. I really want to send prayers to those who were in North Carolina that were impacted by Hurricane Florence and the devastation that occurred in that area. And for those of you all who have family members, for those of you all who did not get impacted, let's keep them in prayer. Let's support them in the ways that we can. If you have family members that you can send direct support to, or you can support some of the larger nonprofits who are going in, or you can support organizations and churches who are trying to assist in that, because it's devastating. And we were blessed here in the Hampton Roads area to just get a little teeny bit of rain every now and then, scattered showers. Wind started early that when they were talking about the storm coming, and then that was it. We were truly, truly, truly blessed, so we did not get impacted by that. But for those of you all who have family members or yourself, we certainly want you to know that you are in our prayers, and that we certainly want to be of assistance in every way that we can. And so we're going to keep this thing going, but I want you again to write down, even as the show is going on, write down things that come to your mind. Because when you understand that it's a mindset for savings, then you'll begin making those changes in terms of the way that you think. Have you saved money, or are you spending money on coffee, candy, cakes, and all that stuff? And that's what I was saying to my students today, that you got to look at what you're doing now with your money so that your money long-term can work for you. We have to get out of this mindset of just basically just for today. We're not thinking about what tomorrow is going to look like. We're not thinking about our children or grandchildren or whomever that basically, or businesses that they want to start. Can you be the person that invests in your son or daughter's business? If you can do that, I think that would be a wonderful thing. So the mindset of savings is so important in getting that. And Tyranny has a book called Funding an Empire that she has out. I think she's going to do her book launch next week. I don't have that information handy, but definitely I'll put that out there again so that you all can have more information about that. And so one of our things that I'm doing in terms of our investment club is that basically I have this book that I've been reading. And with the book, it is basically let me give you the name of it right now so that before I get in there and we get moving about it or what have you. The book is called How to Invest $52,000. And it's basically the small investor's step-by-step guide. And this is the book that I, with the ladies that I put out on Facebook saying, hey, I'm really interested in starting an investment club, and I'm wanting to find out if you all are interested. And so there were some ladies that kind of like clapped back and said, yep, I'm interested. I want to find out more. So I want to share with you a little bit about this book, How to Invest $50,000 to $5,000, especially for those of you all who, you know, you have your businesses and you're trying to figure out how we're going to do what we're going to do. Right now, if you start saving and investing and putting money aside so that you can't get to it easily, I think that you will see that then you won't worry about, do we need to get a business credit card? Do we need to go and get this, that, or the other? You will realize that, hey, I got my own $5,000 to buy the equipment that I need, the marketing stuff that I need, or whatever, because you've been saving for it over a long time. But anyhow, this book by Nancy Duncan, it's an old book now. So for you all that go and get it, like, oh, my God, what has she got us doing? It really is, because I love the way that it's so simple. The reading of it is so, so, so simple. And so I'll share with you what Tierney said, pay yourself first, with this learning to pay yourself first. And I think that's so, so difficult for most of us, because most of us really kind of, if you're a person who gives your tithes and offerings, you do that and then you pay your bills and then the rest of it you just blow. We're not in that habit of just as individuals just saying, you know what, I am going to learn to pay myself first, because you have to learn how to take the 90% and use it, because the 10% you're going tithes and offerings, that is to your church, to your local nonprofits that you want to support, or to some to family or cause that you know you really, really want to be involved in. And so you're going to basically certainly make sure that you do that. But it's the 90% that I think that we're really not really teaching individuals how to take a portion of that and invest. I remember some years ago, I can't tell you all how many times that I've just wasted money, saved up $10,000, wasted it, took mutual funds out, and then, you know, went in there, cashed them out, had investments, cashed that out, just did not know, because I literally was ignorant to the things that I really needed to do when it comes to saving and investing. And so I had to just kind of dial things back, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to start this investment club, because this investment club is primarily for small investors. That's what this whole book is about, how to invest $50,000 to $5,000. It really is a step-by-step guide for small investors. So if you're listening tonight I'm really talking about savings and investing. Francine, my co-host, is not here, so I'm flying solo tonight. We were talking about, we were talking about the fact that she was saying that I was going to be giving some non-profit tips, but I decided that I wanted to twist it a little bit and talk a little bit more about investing and saving, because I know that that's so important, especially since this is the hour that we're in when things are unsettled for a lot of us. And although we're hearing that the economy is getting better, are we looking at our finances in a way that gets better as well? And that's sort of kind of what I want to talk about tonight. But I also want to do a shout out again to those ladies and men who listen to Issues Concerning Women on a regular basis, and you want to connect with Francine Humphrey. You certainly want to connect with her on the website at Issues Concerning Women, or if you want to reach out to her via email, you can go icwdirector@gmail.com and connect with her that way. And then, of course, if you want to connect with me, then, of course, you would go to the micrononprofitnetwork.com, and then you can certainly reach out to me by email at letstalkveronica@gmail.com. And always put in the subject line when you email us, you know, I heard the show last week, or want to talk about investments, or whatever it is that you want, so that we kind of know. Because when you talk to a whole bunch of people and then you get 1,000 emails and you're trying to make sense of out of it, you want to make sure that it was the radio show and not my class or what have you. So please, just in your subject line, just kind of tell us what it is that we're gonna that you're referring to or what have you. But back to the subject again in terms of saving. So here's my nonprofit tip for those of you who are listening and you're really thinking about your nonprofit. Understand that for a nonprofit, it takes 7 to 10 years to really get the sea legs in. And then if you're really thinking about chunking money away, where are you going to put that money is so that you can have your so that readily accessible? Because typically what happens in investing is usually long-term investing. So if you're going to do maybe a short-term investing, then you might want to be looking at a money market account or something like that for your organization. And it's a money market checking account or whatever it is that you can easily get to it. But it's an interest rate that's paying more than just a regular old savings because, come on, y'all, banks are a joke right about now. Banks have been a joke in terms of what they give you in interest rates for a long, long, long time. And nobody's really saying to us, have you really looked at that? And so when I thought about this saving and investing piece when Tyranny was on and then last week when I put that post out on Facebook stating that I wanted to start an investment club, and then I had some ladies just sort of kind of respond back saying, hey, yeah, I'm really interested in that. I did that because of the mistakes that I made in business and the mistakes that I made in saving and investing. I would be a lot further along the way had I not just misused the money that I had before. And so what I want to talk about now is what mistakes have you made, savings and investing mistakes along the way. Number one, I think, is just the point that I just made. I think oftentimes what we will do is that we will put our money for regular old savings account. Does your bank charge you fees? When I say for those of you all who are in the nonprofit or business side, or a for-profit business, is your bank charging you a fee because you're not keeping a minimum amount of money in your checking or savings account? If they're doing that, then you need to switch banks. I am now in the hunt now for a new bank because, again, although it is not a whole bunch of money at the end of the year, it is because now that money that you're using for saving, for fees could have gone toward savings, because remember what I said, investments can be as little as $50, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to start the investment club, because you don't have to have a caboodle of dollars to get started in this. But anyhow, going back to the saving and investing mistakes, the one I think that we're, in terms of businesses, we're not investing enough, or we're investing in the wrong account, or we got our money in institutions that's charging us fees when we really don't have to go in that direction. Then the other mistake is listening to people who don't know what they're talking about. Listening to people who don't know what they're talking about, telling you, well, go over there and do that. Do your research. Another mistake that I've made over the years in terms of investing. I know I should have a ton of money. I was going to give a number, but I don't want to embarrass myself. A ton of money saved up by now because I've saved monies before, and then the only word that's coming to my mind right now is squander because I did not have my priorities together. So you got to do your research. Number three mistake that I think that I made is not really paying attention to my credit, not really researching and reading more materials about investing and saving from a personal level and a business level, because I don't think that people are really saying they don't mean to. So let me back this up a minute. What happens is, I believe, is that you launch out in your business because you have this passion to do what you want to do, and then you hit this brick wall because you realize you don't have the resources to do that. But the beginning stages, you didn't have savings as a part of the plan, is that you didn't look at, you know, how much money is it going to take for us to break even, how much money is it going to take for us to get over the hill, so that we're in that profitability line, or in the nonprofit world, where our programs are getting grant funding, all of that stuff. And then our money is our reserve money for those rainy day funds and all of that stuff. We're not even thinking that. We're just basically running out there and just doing our thing because we're passionate about helping our community, passionate about helping girls or whatever it is that your mission and your purpose for your organization is. But these are the mistakes that we make along the way. That's why when I'm talking and Francis and I are kind of having that one-on-one with each other, we are really talking about the mistakes that we made so that we share with our clients, that we share with our audience, I share with my students, so that you don't have to make that same mistake again like we made. And then I think basically not talking to experts is another mistake that we made. When you don't get the advice from the people who know, you come away from this thing with, well, my cousin said that you shouldn't be doing that, and I don't think you should do that. Oh, we're looking at TV, and we have to understand that TV is about sensationalism, that it basically gets the sizzle to get you all turned up and get you all hyped up or what have you, but it's not giving you the panoramic view of what you should be seeing about whatever the situation is. And so with this savings and investing and all of that stuff, get the full picture and talk to the experts. I know for myself, I was working with a client the other day, and she was talking about websites and all of that stuff, and I was saying, that's not my lane. I know, you know, somebody that can do that, and so I'm not going to jump into something that I don't know. I'm learning to stay in my lane, and when it comes to saving and investing, we got to get the experts online with us, on board with us, and that's one of the reasons why I'm doing this investment club. You see, I'm pitching this investment club. This investment club because I want to have the financial planners to come in and talk to us. I want to understand the stock market. I want to understand being able to look at something on TV and understand how did the stock fall. Where did the money go? All of those things that are key in terms of investments and things of that nature. Because if we don't do that, we set ourselves up for a fall. And so we really have to understand that. And so I was looking through the book again. Let me go back to it again because I want to give you all the name of the young lady. It's an old book. It's a very 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 easy read. That's one of the reasons why I got it. It is How to Invest $50,000 to $5,000 is a small investor's step-by-step guide. When I say it is really, again, you can look at some of the stuff and hear and you say, okay, I understand that. And so she talks about the different plans and choose it for one, CD rates and what kind of mutual funds that you have and mini investors programs and what stocks to buy, you know, and stocks that you can buy from companies, that you can buy stock directly from that specific company. That's great information, y'all. That's just great information. Because think about this. If you are, let's say for instance, you're 30 years old and you're starting to invest and you got 20 years, you know, before you get 50. Think about how much money with compound interest that you could have in that 20-year time period. Because it really is the long haul when it comes to saving. And so that's what this whole thing is about, making sure that we understand what's going on, because there are things that I believe that for us, for those of us who are in business, and for those of us who, again, I have grandchildren, Francine have grandchildren, we want to be wise in what we do. We want to make sure that we're telling them, giving them great information. We want to make sure that we're giving them correct information, and I'm sure that is what you all want to do as well. And so this is really tonight about making sure that you're saving and investing. And so I want to also say that basically make sure that you have a plan. I was teaching my class today, and we were talking about goals and motivation. So one of the things that you have to have is you got to have SMART goals, so that you can put those things down and that you can see that, okay, this is the goal that we have. We can measure that goal. We can be realistic about that goal. We know this goal is time set. All of those things matter. And it begins with you just kind of sitting down and looking back over your budget. So So this is what I want to do for you all. This is my challenge, and hopefully when we pick this back up again, maybe on a week or two from now, my challenge to you is to look at your budget. How much are you actually spending? Because that's going to be the telltale of what it is that you're really doing with your money. I know already this month I'm off of my budget simply because of the fact that I went ahead on and eating out in places that I did not initially have in the budget. And here's how you can avoid that. You got to always have in your budget blow money. And blow money is, let's say for instance, you say this month, $200 is going to be for blow money, and blow money is going to be used for anything that you want to do. But once we reach the $200, there is not going to be any more spending. That is what I am now trying to do. But so difficult when you have a partner, and in my case, my husband. My husband does not believe, well, I don't want to say he doesn't believe in budgeting, but he's not one that sticks to a budget. You know, we'll have, okay, you're looking at the account, oh, there's $5,000 in a checking account. Well, so that money is allocated to business. So you just can't just go in there for bills. I'm talking business. So you just can't go in there and just start spending. You have to. And so you got to reel him in. And it's very important. But for those of you all who listen to us every month, again, thank you so very much for the time that you invest in us. We so appreciate it. But my challenge is to write down, look at your budget. Where did you overspend? Where can you pull back and save? Can you, and I know we only have a few more days left in the month of September, can you get $50 set aside for the month of September outside of all the other things that you're doing, and let that $50 be the thing that you need to begin your next investment or to increase what you're already doing so that you can do what you got to do? It's so important. As I said before, I am Veronica McMillan, the host of tonight's show, and my co-host is Francine Humphrey. You can connect with Francine Humphrey at issuesconcerningwomen.org, and you can also email her at icwdirector@gmail.com. You also can connect with me at micrononprofitnetwork.com. And my email, of course, is letstalkveronica@gmail.com. And remember, whenever that you are connecting with Francine or myself, please make sure you put in the subject line, you know, why are you connecting with us? Is it the radio show? Or is it, you know, you want one of us to speak, or, you know, you want someone to come out and to do a training or whatever it is. Just put that in the subject line so that we'll kind of know. It kind of helps us to keep organized and to know what we're doing when we reach out to our listening audience. And again, we so appreciate you all for every week tuning in. Every week we look at, you know, the people who come to the show on a weekly basis and listen to us on a regular, and we so appreciate that. We don't take it for granted. But tonight I just wanted to really talk about that savings and investing piece, simply because I know that we got to amp it up, y'all. We're in this time we're in. We got to have some bank. We got to not depend so much on debt, and that's another point that I want to say, a mistake that I made at the beginning of my career, the beginning, you know, learning, because I didn't have a family that taught me, is that we got into too much debt too early. And then when you get into too much debt too early, you got to figure out, how do we dig ourselves out of the hole? And one way that you dig yourself out of the hole, I learned this from Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace Training. One of the things he said is you got to first save your first $1,000. And when you do that by going back to the envelope. And there's this great analogy or this great example that he was saying that you can get yourself together. For an example, the envelope is, we have, let's say, 10 envelopes. So one envelope is an envelope for food. So if you're spending $500 a month on food, let that envelope, you know, be that envelope. If you and most people write their checks or what have you, and you know, for the mortgage. So if you're writing a check for the mortgage or the rent or what have you, and then you have, you know, for going out, eating, getting your hair done, whatever the envelopes, you know what your envelopes will be. Put the money inside of there. And so don't use your credit card, don't use your debit card, don't do any of that, because you got to see where you're spending your money and how you're spending your money. Because if you don't do that, then you'll have this okay, I've overspent again. So the goal is to look at what you're doing and making sure that you have money set aside for savings. We got to do better, y'all. We got to do better. So if you want to be a part of the investment club, hit me up. Let me know. Let me know. Connect with me at letstalkveronica@gmail.com or www.micrononprofitnetwork.com. If you want to connect with Francine, issuesconcerningwomen.org, or you can connect with her at icwdirector@gmail.com. As always, you all, it has been my pleasure talking with everyone tonight on savings and investing. Francine should be back with us next week, and we look forward to talking with everybody. You have a wonderful, blessed, prosperous day. Make sure that you let people know that you love them, and we will see you all next week. Bye-bye now.